With today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Dhila. Vice President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has met with the Forum of German-speaking Namibians this weekend in her capacity as the SWAPO Party's presidential candidate. During the meeting, the forum's chairperson, Harald Hecht, said that the country's biggest challenges remain poverty, unemployment, food insecurity, and structural inequality.
We are in the minority of the whites of Namibia. So this is why we felt honored. This is the third time that we're engaging with Madame Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. She reconfirmed zero tolerance on corruption. But she also said that corruption happens between the private and the public sectors. So the private sector also needs to come to the party, not just the public sector. And in my opening remarks as chairman of the Forum of German-speaking Namibians, I requested her to lead the economic transformation that Namibia so urgently needs so that we can finally attain economic independence after political independence in 1990. Looking forward, she's already announced that she will engage with the Forum of German-speaking Namibians in Windhoek in October again. So we're looking forward to final engagement before the elections.
The second edition of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference will take place in Windhoek from 20 to 22 August 2024. The event brings together industry leaders, policymakers, and energy experts from around the world and will focus on the future of energy, technological advancements, and sustainable practices in the oil and gas industry. Phil Balau, who's also a speaker at the conference, had this to say.
At this opportunity, again, we can really look at the best practices from other nations and other firms and sort of compare the two to see, listen, this is where we need a little bit of improvement still. I think we have a fair idea of the areas that need improvement, but it's how to improve them to make it efficient. And that's where you rely heavily on the experts. And it's only through these deliberations and discussions where we can gauge that.
The Kepler College, which equips young Africans with global competencies, has appointed former First Lady, Madame Monica Kengos, as its inaugural chancellor. A qualified lawyer with extensive experience in the financial sector, Kengos has held senior positions in capital markets, corporate finance, and private equity, and has made significant contribution to both public and private sectors. Chancellor Kengos, who began her term at Kepler College on 29 July 2024, said that her vision is to harness the power of knowledge, not just to inform, but to inspire societal change. Residents of the exclusive Afrikaner township of Kleinfontein in Gauteng say they are not doing anything illegal. It comes after the High Court in Pretoria declared the township illegal. The court ordered the city of Tshwane to take appropriate measures to enforce all relevant laws relating to planning and building regulations on the farms comprising the settlement. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel as part of efforts to broker a ceasefire in the ongoing Gaza conflict. A new ceasefire plan was proposed by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt last Friday after talks in Doha. According to Deutsche Welle, Hamas has accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of blocking a potential ceasefire and hostage exchange by setting new conditions. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has meanwhile added his voice, calling for a pause in hostilities so that the polio vaccines can be distributed to children.
As the threat of a deadly outbreak of the polio virus looms in Gaza, the UN Secretary General on Friday stressed the need for the fighting there to stop.
A polio pause is a must. It is impossible to conduct a polio vaccination campaign with war raging all over.
Antonio Guterres added that Gaza's health, water and sanitation systems have been decimated. Most hospitals and primary health care facilities are not functional and people are constantly forced to run to seek safety. The World Health Organization is planning to launch a two-phase campaign to vaccinate more than 600,000 children in Gaza under the age of 10. But this can only happen if the safety of healthcare workers are guaranteed. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.